This morning we're looking again into Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter, the hero of faith, people who live by faith, and they not only lived it, but they died by faith as well. As we're going to see in our passage today, of three patriarchs who were one of the forefathers from Abraham on down through generations who live by faith. You know, it takes faith each day, doesn't it? As you step out the door, that everything is going to work this great in your life. And sometimes things work great, and sometimes they have a little curve or offset in our week. But that should not interrupt our faith. It should make us stronger, the test that we go through in life. So in this particular message, I want us to see this morning that faith that enabled the patriarchs can enable us as well. So we have three that we're going to be looking at this morning, and that's Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. So these three are the ones we're looking at this morning, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. So just to give you a kind of introduction of these three verses that we're going to be looking at, the blessing of faith is the constant use throughout the Christian life. Let me say that again. The blessing of faith is a constant use throughout the Christian faith. But it is especially useful when we die. You know, we can live by faith, but it's important that we die by faith. Many people that I've talked to over the years have struggled with that time in their life that they know they're going to die, but they needed that faith to die. And my answer to that was to them, you know, you may not understand and experience it at this moment, but when that time comes that the Lord's going to call you home and you know that it's just a matter of time, then God will give you that faith. You will have that faith and you will die in peace in the Lord. And there were struggles in all of these people that we've been looking at and talking about here in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, that they struggled in life, just like you and I, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God, but yet they had struggles. They had their ups and downs in their faith, but they still walked with God in faith, not just beside, but they walked with God and they died in faith as well. So, faith has a great work to do in our life stage, helping believers to finish well, just like Paul. Paul said, you know, I've fought the fight, I've lived the faith, and now there's a crown laid up for me, and not only me, but those who love the Lord. So, you know, we start our race in this life when we're born, and we don't have any say-so in that, and we don't have much say-so in when that time comes that we do, this life ends. But that dash in the middle, we can do a lot with that. It's our responsibility to make that dash, that life that we live, God has given us, to make a difference in this world. And that way it helps us finish well in this life. Now, the patriarch briefly mentioned in these verses, there's three verses here, illustrate the power of faith in facing death. Now these saints had not always lived faithfully. They didn't. And you'll see that in the Old Testament as well in the New. They had lived and trusted God imperfectly, just as we do. But they grew through their devotion to God and obedience through His Word. Now, I want to put a plug in for God's Word this morning. the more you study God's word, the more your faith will be increased, more you grow spiritually. And the more you grow spiritually, you will see God's work in your life. You will, I mean, he opens up the doors of opportunities for you as we read his word. And you know, God will draw us to things that we might maybe have read over and over and over, but at some given point in time in your life that you really need God to reveal to you about your life and where you are, and seeing his perspective, not only ours. We only see dimly, but if we look from God's perspective as we study his word, then we will understand living and walking by faith. And then when that time comes in our lives that we are to be called up to the Lord and meet him face to face, then we will have that faith to die in peace. Now, God is glorified when his people leave this world with their faith sails flying full mast. You think about that. I was thinking about that as I was studying this message. You know, that's, God is very pleased with us when we have that kind of faith. If anyone should die triumphantly, it should be believers. It should be Christians, you know, because we know where we're headed. We know that God has prepared a place for us, just according to John chapter 14. You know, let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many houses or mansions. And if it weren't so, I wouldn't have told you. That's what Jesus told the disciples. That's an encouragement to them to not fear, but have faith, walk by faith, and die by faith. Now, there's a verse I want to share with you here, that Psalms 116:15. And I like to read this verse very often because it's encouraging to me, and it reminds me that the Lord is always in charge and always at work in our life. It says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones." You might want to write that scripture down. You might want to memorize that and quote it every so often if you get down and out or something like that. But knowing that you are a child of God, that's important to you. And it's important to God that we understand, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones. Now, let's see how magnificent faith of Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, the Old Testament patriarchs, are the kind of faith that God honors. So first of all, let's look at the faith of Isaac in verse 20. See, the patriarchs, if mentioned here, likewise, look to the future in faith. You know, we don't dwell on just yesterday or right now, but think about the future. As God works in our lives, so we are to look into the future with our faith. So in verse 20 right here, Isaac trusting God to fulfill his promises to Abraham and his descendants, pronounced or proclaimed blessings on his own son, Jacob and Esau, regarding their future, okay? He was looking ahead. He kept on moving in life, even though he didn't get to see what was promised him in this life, but he saw, now experiencing what God was telling him was ahead in the future. And now Abraham and Jacob and all of these patriarchs are experiencing that in their life. So look at verse 20 with me. It says, by faith, and I like how that starts out, don't you? By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even regarding the things to come. Things to come, you know? Those things that will happen. Those things that have been promised by God from the very beginning of time for those who follow him and are obedient to him. So God told Isaac in Genesis 26:3, he said, I will be with you and I will bless you. Now, you can't get much better than that, can you? To be that God is with us and he's going to bless you along the way on your journey. As we look to him, as we walk with him, as we listen to him, as we're devoted to him, obedient and surrendered in our life. See, that's the power of the Holy Spirit working in your life. So without Abraham's guidance, Isaac stumbled along in life, even wanting to pass on the promise of the covenant to Esau instead of Jacob. Now, you see the little division there. In their lives, but yet God worked out his plan in their lives. Yet it was by faith he blessed both concerning the things beyond this life. So Isaac's faith was particularly displayed in old age when he blessed his two sons in regards of the future. Now if you want to read about that, that's Genesis chapter 27, beginning with verse 27 and read through 40, and you will see the blessings that Isaac bestowed upon his two sons. Now, just as Abraham, I want to go back to Abraham because he's a forefather that God blessed with good generations, had done with Isaac, he passed on the blessing of God's promise to his sons by faith. By faith. Now you think about the faith that Abraham had when he offered up Isaac on the altar, and yet God provided the sacrifice. He had faith, even though he was doing that, that God would provide. And that's why he said, God provides that very moment. And he worshiped God that very moment when he realized that God was faithful. Now, he had absolute certainty that they would come to pass, and they did, and they will for us as we trust God. See, these promises were the inheritance they cherished as much as most people cherish materially possessions or fame or power. These were the blessings that God bestowed upon them, and this was the blessings of Isaac. Now, looking at Jacob, and verse 21 recounts that Jacob, when he was old and feeble, while still sojourning or going through this life or going through Egypt, by faith blessed each of his sons of Joseph. Okay, verse 21 says, by faith, there's that word again, by faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the tip of his staff. Can you picture that? Can you picture him leaning on his staff and sitting at that blessing? Probably couldn't hardly stand up. That's why he was leaning on it. But still, he had that faith to pass on to his sons and the generations to come, the faith that he had in God that he would keep those promises through their generations to come as well. So Jacob was Isaac's son and Abraham's grandson. Jacob's son became the father of 12 tribes of Israel. You think about that. And you know, when we get to heaven, you'll get to experience those gates going into each level of heaven with those tribes of Jacob mentioned on each gate, each door going through. And that's the foundation of the faith that we build upon in our life. And see, there's a significance of why God used their names and in the Old Testament as a guideline of faith for us to live out. You know, I'm thankful for the book of Hebrews, and especially that chapter right here. And verse 1 says what? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of those things to come. So those things to come are the things that many of our loved ones are experiencing now, right? They live by faith. They died by faith. And now they're experiencing those blessings as well. See, Jacob's life was like his father's in many ways. I believe as I've read, you know, through Genesis about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Esau and all of those, it was up and down spiritually. Their lives was up and they're down. Is your spiritual life always up? Is it? Sometimes it's down, isn't it? Sometimes you're in the valley. Where do you grow? Up here on the mountain or down the valley? You grow in the valley, don't you? You know, oh, it would be so great to be on the spiritual mountain all the time. And you can be up there. But you know, this life, it's difficult. And the fault of a lot of our lives as Christians, the reason we're not always up there because, you know, we don't, our faith wavers sometimes. You know, through the hardships and the sufferings and the things of this world, Satan and the temptations, you know, always gnawing at us and pulling on us and so forth. But see, you still maintain your faith and your trust in God that you will prevail no matter what comes your way. Whatever God brings to us, He will see us through it, right? He will. That's a promise. See, Jacob had times of great faith and times of fear and anxiety. He bargained with God on occasions. Now, if you want to read about that, look at Genesis chapter 28. And on other occasions, he readily acknowledged God's blessings. He really did. And reverently praised God when he had the dream of the ladder, you know, going up into heaven. He had that dream, chapter 28 of Genesis. And once he was so intent in receiving God's blessing that he wrestled with him all night. And guess who won? God. He surrendered. Jacob said, "Now I understand your power and your will and purpose in my life." It had come to a breaking point in Jacob's life to realize that God had a purpose for his life, and he had to yield and surrender to that. And I don't know if you ever wrestle with God in your faith and so forth. He's going to win, and we surrender, and that's what we are to do. That's when God uses us more mightily because of our surrender and yielding to His Spirit, to His control. Because He's always right. So, looking at Jacob's life, at his death, each of his sons received a separate and distinct blessing according to Genesis chapter 48. Even when Jacob was dying in a strange land, you know, we're in a strange land as well as we go through this journey. This journey upon this earth, it's strange. It's an alien country to us. You know, we'll never find peace on this earth, but one of these days we'll have peace with God in heaven. So even Jacob was dying in a strange land. He believed that the promise of Abraham's descendants would be like the sands on the seashore, would inhabit the promised land, and that in doing so, and the nations passed on to that faith. Thinking about true faith, it helps us to see beyond the grave. True faith helps us to see beyond the grave to better things. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Just Jacob died with a kind of faith, worshiping even as he died, as he leaned upon his staff, his days were being numbered, he was still praising God and passing on his faith. Okay, finally, let's look at Joseph, verse 22. Like Jacob and Abraham, when Joseph's end was near, he spoke in faith about fulfillment of God's promises in the Exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, and he asked for his bones to be buried in the promised land, which that happened. In verse 22, it says, by faith, Joseph, when he was dying, three times, by faith, by faith, by faith. And here Joseph, by faith, when he was dying, and that means finishing, made mention, which means he remembered of the exodus of the sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones. You know, that's kind of like a request. It's like you making preparations in the future for when you will be laid at rest. You have things that you want done, where you want to be placed, where you want to be buried. That was a request. And those request was carried out specifically. And see, Joseph's faith is a testimony to God's providence in his life. It's a testimony. A testimony to our life, how we live out our life, and how we our obedience is to God. See, his story reminds us of how God is looking ahead of our situation in order to bring good out of evil in this world. God has the power to do that. See, Joseph's story reminds us of how we need to look at life, not in terms of evil or difficulty we see the moment, but of the good of the ultimate can come out of a situation a person or a family encounters in this life. So Joseph's life is a lesson in the importance of a positive attitude. Let me point that out. A positive attitude. Faith helps us have that positive attitude. You know, without a true faith, we don't always have a positive attitude. We can look negative on the things of the world as they happen in the hardships. But we are to be positive because God is positive. Amen? He is positive. So with our faith in him, it helps us to be more positive with our outlook in the future. See, the positive attitudes towards life kept them moving in the right direction. So if we have a positive attitude and the outlook in God's perspective, it's going to keep us going in the right direction. And it did with these patriarchs as they had positive faith. You know, let me add this morning as well. Thank God that he is willing to help you to see his guiding hand in your life. Thank him for that. But I thank him for his guiding hand in my life. Throughout all the years, you know, I've walked upon this earth. You know, it's amazing. It's a miracle that any of us are here today because of maybe things that's happened along our life's journey. The close circumstances and events or accidents that we've been a part of in this life, and yet God sees fit that we are still here praising him and living in faith and out his plan in our lives. We have a purpose, and that is to tell the story. As the choir sang the special, tell me the story of Jesus. We are to tell the story of Jesus to other people. And as long as I have breath to breathe and the strength and the energy to tell the story, that's what I'll be doing to the day I die. And that's the faith that we are to live by, and the faith that we are to build upon, the foundation, the cornerstone, which is Jesus Christ. So we need to thank God that he's willing to help us do that. And in conclusion, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph believed God in the face of death. They believed. They had still had faith. And their faith has something, sometimes wavered. They did waver sometimes. But it was strong and confident death. Let me throw this out to you. Death is an acid test of faith. Think about it. Each one of these were tested. Abraham was tested. He was tested when he offered up Isaac as a sacrifice. And God said, no, your obedience is a proof of your faith and trust in me, and provided that. And you know, when we're challenged or tested in life to see where our faith is, you know, it might be a test in our life to see where we are. But death, when it comes to that point, is the acid test of faith. So in these three incidents, the patriarchs looked beyond their own death to the reward that God had promised not only them, but the people. That's why it said they looked beyond the grave or dying to the promises that God was going to provide in their lives. See, faith is an essential part of these biblical characters. Their lives, faith is a central part of it. So Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph lived by faith, and then they died by faith. For the Christian who fear death, have a serious weakness in their faith. Jesus oftentimes looked at his disciples and he said, oh, ye of little faith. It wasn't they didn't have faith, but sometimes their faith was weak. And see, that's when Satan works on us the hardest, when our faith is weak, to get us down, to try to tempt us and confuse us about God's love or even our salvation. But we persevere and we still trust God no matter what. You know, Christians who fear death have a serious weakness in their faith, for to die in Christ is simply to be ushered into the presence of God. As I quoted a few minutes ago, for to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. And Paul said, you know, it would be a lot better for you that I remain, but for me it's a blessing to go to the Father. But to die is gain. And Paul lived for Christ. All these patriarchs, all these that have been sharing in Hebrews chapter 11, that's why it's called the faith chapter. What about the faith chapter in our life? As you write your life book or the chapters in your life, is it started out by faith? Living by faith, walking by faith, the spirit of faith. That's the challenge in our life. But to live is Christ, might you say, and to die is gain. To be with the Lord, that's the blessing. That's the promises that we all receive because we belong to Him. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father God, we thank you for this message this morning of these patriarchs, Lord, Esau and Jacob and Joseph, Lord, and Abraham and all those forefathers, that you gave them the privilege to do great things for you, and they did. Even though at times their faith did waver and they didn't understand, just like we don't always understand. But we still have faith and we still trust in you. When we rely upon your Holy Spirit to teach us and warn us of things that might harm harm us spiritually. So I pray this morning, Lord, that as we listen to these messages and as we read your word and as you point out things specifically to each one of us, and our salvation is through Jesus Christ, and we each have our own journey. We can't live somebody else's or be a proxy for someone else. But we are responsible for our own journey. But we also to be instrumental in encouraging to others who maybe faith is being tested to say, hey, just trust in the Lord. He loves you. Jesus loves you. And he will help you on your journey. Lord, we ask for your guidance and leading right now in this invitation to show us your way, your perspective of life, and how we are to trust you no matter what, and in every circumstance, that, Lord, you would take care of everything because we belong to you. We praise you and we thank you in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.